John chapter 8. Then everybody went home, but Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he returned to the temple. All the people came gathering around him, and he sat down and began to teach them. Often a teacher stands and teaches, but Jesus sat down and taught. He didn't have to lift himself up above people to emphasize his power and authority. Jesus simply had that because he was who he was. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery, that is, sleeping with somebody other than her husband, and they made her stand before them all. Poor ashamed woman. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. In our law, Moses commanded that such a woman must be stoned to death, but what do you say? They said this to trap Jesus so that they could accuse him. He bent over and wrote on the ground with his finger. Of course, it was very dusty there, so he could write in the dust. And we don't know exactly what he wrote, but as they stood there asking him questions, he straightened himself up and said to them, whichever one of you has committed no sin may throw the first stone at her. Then he bent down again and wrote on the ground. When they heard this, they all left, one by one, the oldest ones first, and Jesus was left alone with the woman still standing there. Of course, we all want to know, what did Jesus write on the ground? And of course, we don't know. But I think that it must have been connected with convicting them of their sin, and something to do with he who is without sin, let him throw the first stone. And I wonder if he wrote their sins that they had done in the dust. But as I say, he was just sort of scratching it out in the dust, and he may have just then obliterated it, just put his foot over the dust or the sand so that it all went away, as if to say, you did all this sin, and I've written it on in the dust, because you are only dust. And then with his foot or his sandal, he just wiped it all out, as if to say, and I'm the one who can scribble it all. I'm the one who can wipe it all out. And then they realize, yeah, it's not for me to pick up a stone and throw at this woman. So they all go out, and he's left alone with the woman. He immediately straightened himself up and said to her, where are your accusers? Is nobody left here to condemn you? Not one, sir, she replied. Well then, Jesus said, I will not condemn you either. Go and sin no more. So he doesn't just say, oh yeah, don't worry about it, dear. He does say, go and sin no more. So he does expect her to make some repentance and some actual change. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees again. I am the light of the world, he said. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. The Pharisees said to him, now you're speaking on your own behalf. That proves nothing. Jesus replied, even if I do witness about myself, what I say is true, because I know where I came from and where I'm going. You don't know where I came from or where I'm going. Now, of course, the answer is he came from heaven. But as we said on John chapter 6, when we're talking about the manna, Jesus was like the manna that came down from heaven, but the manna was created on earth. It didn't come floating down through the sky, and it doesn't mean it existed before it was created. And so Jesus is saying, you don't recognize that I came from the Father, that I am of God. You make judgments in a worldly way, but I judge no man. But if I were to do so, my judgment would be just, because I'm not judging alone, but the Father who sent me is with me. In your law it is written that when two witnesses agree, what they say must be true. So I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me also testifies for me. Where is your Father? They asked him. You don't know me nor my Father, Jesus replied. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. Jesus said this as he taught in the temple, in the room where the offerings were made. And nobody arrested him because his hour had not yet come. So, I think that what Jesus is saying all the time is that he is representing the Father, and that it's not that he is one and the same as the Father, but that he is very close to the Father. And I like the way that he says that it's written in your law. And they have just said, in our law it is written, this, that, and the other. So they'd really turned Moses' law into their own law. Just like when it talks about the temple, it talks about the temple of the Jews. Whereas in the Old Testament, it nearly always talks about the temple of the Lord, the temple of Yahweh. And so the Jews had taken over the things of God as their own religion. That's so sad, but that's what they did. And so because of that, they effectively lost their real connection with God. And unfortunately, this is how people are, that they like mere religion rather than true spirituality, true connection with God.